In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 30, 124, 1932. My daughter, my divine will, when it is invoked in the act of the creature, takes away the sourness of the human will. It sweetens its manners. It represses the violent manners. And with its divine light, it warms the works made numb by the cold of the human will. So here, Jesus is showing us what he wants us to understand by calling on the divine will in every thought, word, and deed that you do, from your prevenient act in the morning to your actual acts throughout the day. When it is invoked in the act of the creature, come divine will, come walk in my walking, washing the dishes, come divine will, wash in my washing, come divine will, dance in my dancing. Anything that we do, and we should be in the habit of even when we are on the phone, we should say to another person in the divine will, you know, talk in my talking. You know, if you're with someone in the divine will, we want to make sure that we're invoking the divine will in our acts. It takes away the sourness of the human will. The human will is so filled with bitterness, so filled with misery, that the Lord is saying, you know, I want you to begin to live the life I lived. There was no sourness in my human will. There was no bitterness. There was. I want you to begin to live the life that the Blessed Mother had. And again, it's the beautiful life of the new Adam Jesus and the new Eve Mary. He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. It's the sweetness. It's sweetness in its manners. It represses the violent manners. And with its divine light, it warms the works made numb by the cold of the human will. So everything comes to life. Everything, it's the coldness of the winter. As that disappears, the spring happens, and everything comes to a full blossom. And that's what he wants to see in us, and that we long for this. It's just not, you know, you say the prevenient act and that's it. It's your actual acts throughout the day. I want the divine will to drive in my driving, to pray in my praying, to whatever you're doing. You want the divine will to have its life in you. You want this abundant life of Jesus and Mary reigning in us in every thought, word, and deed that we do. And so that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to really begin to live this abundant life. So when you call somebody in the divine will, who's striving for the divine will, we can say, come pray and come talk in my talking. Come divine will, come talk in our talking. Come divine will, come listen in our listening. We want to help each other understand that everything that we think, say, and do, usually non-verbally, because most people that you're around doesn't want the divine will, but those that are in the divine will or want to live in the divine will, we can help by saying, come divine will, come speak in my speaking. Come divine will, come listen in my listening. And it says it warms the works. It gives life to the works of the cold human will. And that's what God is looking for. Who wants this? So as we enter into this gift, we want to make sure, you know, when you wash the dishes, you say, I want to wash the dishes in the divine will. Come wash in my washing. You know, what are you vacuuming? Come vacuum in my vacuuming. You know, you constantly are saying to God, I want this. I want to live this life. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to do this. So the one, and this is Louisa, and us linked to Louisa, who lives in my divine will, prepares the prevenient graces for the human generations in order to make the divine will known to them. Each of her acts in it forms the steps in order to ascend herself first, and then all the other creatures, past, present, and future, to the knowledges of the supreme fiat. So again, why are we doing this? We're doing this, as Jesus says, we want to live in the divine will. So we're preparing the prevenient grace for all human generations, past, present, and future, that they will begin to know this. And once they know this, they will begin to live this one and possess this, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. And each of her acts, it forms the step in order to ascend. So it's like climbing the ladder to heaven. For herself first, and then all the creatures, past, present, and future. Every human being, we're doing this in the name of every human being, past, present, and future. As if they were doing it. That's why Jesus says, their human will is too strong. You have to do it for them. And then he says, will you do this for them? And that's why it's for glory of God and the salvation of souls. To understand, to begin to live these truths, these knowledges of the supreme fiat. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to make the divine will continuous. Again, when we do this, we're training ourselves. When we do this, we're not losing a moment. And so therefore, even fiat, to say fiat is to say to God, I want to live in the divine will. Somebody says, you want to, answer the phone. You go, fiat, I want to enter into this gift. I want to do this in the divine will. I want to please God in all situations. So the fiat is very important. And the more that we can live in the fiat, the happier we will be. Without the fiat, it's just misery. You become worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, and sinning. And so with the fiat, it's you put all that to rest, and you begin to live the peaceful, joyful, happy life that Jesus lived, that Mary lived. They were always in the presence of God. Even on Calvary, Our Lady was filled with peace. In her sorrow, she was filled with peace. Why? She was giving her fiat to God. She knew this is what God wanted. So in the same thing with us, all the worries, fears, anxieties, complaints, negativities, we just say fiat to. This is what you want, so be it. And what happens, you become peaceful, joyful, and happy in every situation. So to the one who lives in my most holy divine will, gives the maternal virtues, and it gives her the office of performing before God and before all creatures, past, present, and future, the office of true mama. That's Luisa. She's the little newborn. She's the little mother of the little children of the holy divine will. And Jesus says, who is my mother and my brothers? The one who does the will of the Father. And the more that we enter into wanting to live in the divine will, the more we become the brother and sister and mother to Jesus. We can hold Jesus as Luisa did in Bethlehem on the feast of his birth. We can. Every day is Christmas, Jesus says, to the little children, the holy divine will. Every day is Christmas. So we can hold the baby Jesus. We can hold the body of Christ and the Pietà at the crucifixion every day. You have to understand, it's to be one with Jesus continuously. He says, do this in memory of me. When we pray the rosary, we are with Jesus and Mary. And again, pray the prayers that Luisa was taught when we pray the Holy Rosary. It's wonderful. It's great. You can actually be there. There's no time or space in the divine will. So that bilocation is you're with Christ, you're with Jesus, you're with Mary, through Luisa, in every aspect of Jesus' life, even the hidden life of Jesus. You can be there with Jesus and Mary. You could be at the house of Nazareth, for those 30 years of silence, if you want to say, that nobody knows about. You can sit there with Jesus. You can be there with the Lord at Capernaum. You can be there with Jesus on Mount Tabor. No, wherever Jesus was, you can participate in this. And that's what God is waiting. So it says very clearly, so to the one, and that's Luisa, who lives in the divine will, and us linked to the Luisa, my divine will gives the maternal virtues. It gives her the office of performing before God and before creatures, the office of true mama. Louisa first, of course, Mary did it as the Theotokos, the mother of God. Louisa possesses it. Now we also can possess this. We can love Jesus as the Blessed Mother loved Jesus. We can be with God in a way that is so beautiful, so holy, so perfect, that the angels and the saints rejoice in this. That's what God is looking for. See then the necessity of your acts done in my most holy divine will, in order to form a long staircase that must touch heaven. So here, everything that we do throughout the day is our journey to heaven, in this ladder to heaven, in such a way as to force it with its very divine strength to let my fiat descend upon earth to form there its kingdom, making the divine will find upon this staircase the first people who would receive the divine will and be willing to let the divine will reign in their midst. So this ladder is, again, very important. We see this with Jacob. We see this with Louisa. He showed two ladders. He showed the wooden ladder, and he says to Louisa, "What do you see?" And she says, "Well, there I see all the saints. There's Saint, for example, Saint Francis, Saint Teresa, Saint Clare. There's the saints climbing the ladder to heaven." And then he says, "In the gold, what about the golden ladder? What do you see?" She says, "I see Jesus climbing continuously. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's not different saints, because in the divine will, it's Jesus who's reigning. And with Jesus is always the Blessed Mother. It's Jesus and Mary. So in the divine will, we're not living in the divine will, trying to live in the divine will to become a saint. That's where the saints are. They did the will of God. They were doing the will of God. Our job is to live in the divine will. Why? To live in the divine will in order to possess the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. To have when God looks at us in the divine will, he sees the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through Louisa. It's not a saintly life. It's not a good life. It's not a holy life. It's a life that is divinized. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, where may we share in the divinity of Christ. So what God is waiting for is for us to be so linked to Jesus and Mary through Louisa that God is there. So that's why he says this. It's the long stairway to heaven that must touch heaven. It has divine strength to let the fiat descend upon earth to form its kingdom on earth, in your family, in the midst of creatures. So he says, make it find upon the staircase the first people. This is the little children of the holy divine will who would receive the divine will and be willing to let the divine will reign in their midst. So our God is waiting for this. He's waiting for the earth to be divinized. He's waiting for the people who receive the divine will and let the divine will reign in their midst. So your family, it's not you there anymore. It's Jesus. It's Mary. Jesus is reigning in you. This is to live in the divine will. Jesus is talking and you're talking. Jesus is listening and you're listening. Jesus is there amidst your family. So your family will experience the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through the people, as he says, the first people who will receive the divine will. So it's to the divine strength to let the divine fiat descend upon earth to form its kingdom in your home, in your family, in your job, in your neighborhood, in your nation, in the world. To let the divine will reign in our midst. So God is expecting more from us than all the saints combined. All the saints combined were holy and saintly and good. God wants more than that for the little children of the holy divine will. He wants us to share in his divinity so that Jesus is there. Mary is there. We're not. It's our skin. Our skin becomes the clothing of Jesus. Our skin becomes the clothing of Mary. Why? So that Jesus and Mary are there. To see what God is calling us to. Not the, so again, let's look at the devotional life where people read the Pietà book with all the prayers of the saints. The prayers of St. Joseph, the prayers of St. Clare, the prayers of St. Teresa, the prayers of St. Ignatius. That's not what God wants. He says, I'm done with that. That was to do the will of God. Now he says, I want you to pray my prayers. I want you to now pray my mother's prayers. It's to enter into this life that Jesus lived, the life that Our Lady lived. Again, Jesus is the Son of God. Mary is the Mother of God. And now they have a newborn, Louisa, who has been given this gift. So our Lord is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to allow the Lord God Almighty to reign in us. That's what God is asking. He's asking that your family sees Jesus in you. Your family sees Mary in you, not you. So therefore, they will have total love. They will have total joy. They will have total peace. Why? Because Jesus is there. Mary is there. And that's what God's waiting for. So he's looking at us and he's saying, you know, you're the first people that I've chosen to be linked to Louisa. How do we know that? Well, we're the first ones to have all 36 volumes. Volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19, how to live through the power of the Holy Spirit. Live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. No one on earth has ever had that opportunity. No one. So we are the first people to receive this gift. And now we have to be willing to let it reign in our midst. How? By getting out of the way. By saying to Jesus, like I said right from the beginning, when you're on the phone, come talk in my talking. Come listen in my listening. To your family, it's you don't have to say that to them because they won't understand, but it's to let Jesus be there. Let Mary be there. Again, everything changes. The kingdom of God is being established on earth as it is in heaven. The divine fiat is descending upon earth, forming its kingdom in your home with this stairway. And we are the first people who want this and are letting it reign in our midst. So the more that we're reading, the more that we're studying, the more that we're putting this to practice, the more the kingdom is here. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to do this. So he says, without a staircase, one cannot go up. Therefore, it is necessary that one creature would make it to lay the field in order to let others ascend. So Louisa has done this. The ladder is there. It's a golden ladder. It's not a wooden ladder anymore. We're not to be saints. I shouldn't say we're not to be only saints. We're to live in the divine will, which no saint ever did. We're to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, which no saint ever did. St. Honorable de Francia did not read 20 through 36, so therefore he could not have possessed receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. It's only through Louisa and what Jesus taught Louisa. That's the only way to have this. So as we read the calendar every day, what's happening is we're learning to begin to live this abundant life the way Jesus is teaching us. Okay, so like when you surround a house, whatever position you're in, that's what you're going to observe, whether at the corner of the house or the side of the house or the front or back of the house. You're going to see the way God has chosen you to see this. So don't expect in talking that everybody is exactly the same. It's not. God loves our uniqueness. So wherever he has placed you, whether it's in front of the house, the back of the house, or the sides of the house, or the corners of the house, that's what he wants you to see. And you're going to see it perfectly. And collectively, together, God will show us this mansion that he has built for us, this kingdom that he is establishing for us. So again, we can't get jealous over anybody's spirituality. That's a trick of the evil one. We don't get jealous of it. It's basically what you have, I don't have. What I have, you don't have. And that's good. Otherwise, we'd all be clones. We'd all be, you know, the same. And God doesn't want... look how he's made us. We have different fingerprints, different irises, different heights, sizes, colors, shapes. He loves our uniqueness. And therefore, he wants us... He says, I will make of each person in the divine will, as he says, the first people of the divine will, into beautiful images of him. And this is what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow him to do this. So Louisa has begun this, this staircase. And now we can ascend if we wish. I mean, it's up to us what God is. What God wants for us is so astonishing that as we grow in this knowledge, he is doing this. He is doing this. And so this is why, again, it's very, very important that we allow this to happen. So he says basically this, so that this creature may be willing, we must give, this is talking about Louisa first, her the office of mother, who loving the creatures as her own children, given to her by my most holy divine will, would accept the mandate and would spare neither the toils nor the sacrifices, and if needed, even her own life for love of these children. So the one who has done this is Louisa for us. Okay? She's done this for us. And for us to help our family, we have to become more like Louisa. This is for the family of Jesus, past, present, and future. This is what God is asking. Louisa has accomplished this. This is her role. And now Jesus says to us, again, who is my mother, my brother, my sisters? It's those who do the will of the Father. And now he's teaching us how to live in the will of the Father, to live in the divine will. And the more that we learn how to do this, the happier we're going to be, the happier our family is going to be. And so what does he say? So that we may be willing, God is giving us an office. Okay, well, as the first children, the first little children of the holy divine will, linked to Louisa, the first child of the divine will, the little mother of the divine will, and loving the creatures as her own children. Okay, we want to stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach not just for the Israelites, his family, but for all nations, past, present, and future, for the family of Jesus, for the family of Mary. Jesus is the King of the universe. Mary is the Queen of heaven and earth. Queen and mother of heaven and earth. So we want that life of Jesus, that life of Mary, reigning in us through Louisa, so that we can love like Jesus did. We can love like Mary does. We will spare neither toils nor sacrifices, even if needed, our own life for the love of the children of God. So again, your family doesn't want the divine will. Your neighbors don't want the divine will. Your co-workers don't want the divine will. And it's fine. Jesus says, you do it for them. And that's what we're doing. This is what this is talking about. We're not sparing the toils or the sacrifices. We are accepting the mandate of bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And if needed, we give up our own life for the love of the children of God. What does that mean? It's the martyrdom of martyrdoms to begin to live a life of Jesus and Mary, no longer living in our human will, our human misery. So God is asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. This is what he's asking. This is what he wants. He loves us very, very much. He's got this planned, and he needs us to cooperate. He needs us to begin to live this abundant life. More so since, in giving her the office of mother, and this is Louisa, my divine will endows her soul with maternal love. My divine will makes Louisa feel these children in her own heart. My divine will gives Louisa divine and human tendernesses in order to conquer God and the creature and unite them together to make them to make Louisa to make them, it must be that, do his divine will. So what we have is what God is going to do with us. You care about your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Jesus is saying, I want you to care for all of mankind, past, present, and future. So, again, this is going to sacrifice. You sacrifice your life for what God is calling you to. He wants us to give glory to God and salvation, sanctification to souls. So more so, in giving Louisa this office of mother, okay, we put our name in there, more so since we are the little children of little Mama Louisa, God is also giving us the office of mother. My divine will endows Louisa with a maternal love. God says, my divine will endow the souls linked to Louisa with maternal love. Makes Louisa feel these children in her own heart. It's the same thing for us. We want to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. God is asking us to do more than what a natural mother will do for just her own children. It's for everybody. It's for the children of Jesus, as Our Lady does, as our Lord does. Our Lord died on the cross for all mankind. Our Lady sacrificed her life for all her little children. Jesus asked her to do this. She's the mother, Theotokos, of God, and she's the mother of all the children of God. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to have this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, found in little Louisa, who has been given the office of mother as well. The divine will endows Louisa with maternal love. And then we will also have that maternal love, making her feel that all the children of God in our own heart as well. We pray every day for everyone and for everything, past, present, and future. We don't limit to just our family. You know, if we do that, then we're living a saintly life, a good life, a holy life. It's not a divine life. We got to include everyone, past, present, and future. Remember what Jesus says. He says even the pagans love their own family. We're called to do more than that. It's to feel that these children, when we think about the children of the world, in our own heart, it says, giving Louisa divine and human tendernesses, this is what God is doing with us as well. In order what? To conquer God and the creature and uniting them together. We want everyone to be in the kingdom. We're praying for that. We're pleading God for that. To make basically everyone do and live in God's most holy divine will. This is what God is waiting for. So he's expecting us to do great things. And the reason is because he has planned that we do great things. He's predestined us to live at this time in order to accomplish what he has planned for the little children of the holy divine will. We are to do more than what all the saints have done, past, present, and future. That's what God is waiting for. That's what God is looking for. So it says here, very, very clearly, there is no greater honor that we, Triune God, can give to Louisa than maternity. There is no greater love that we, Triune God, can give to the little souls linked to Louisa, and they will also receive that maternity. See what God is doing? He's asking us to love as God loves. He's asking us to love as Our Lady loves. It's not human. This is divine. He says we could get no greater honor than to give the creature a divine maternity. This maternity is the bearer of human generations. It's past, present, and future. And we, Triune God, give Louisa the grace to form our beloved people. So here, God is saying this maternity is the bearer of this new generation, and we, Triune God, give Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa the grace to be formed as our beloved people. Remember what he said. He says, the little children of the holy divine will are my most precious of all children. Well, how can God say that? Let's look at the son. Let's look at the men and women of the Old Testament. They were great men and women of the Old Testament. Yet none of them were ontologically changed and baptized. None of them received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. None of them received the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. None of them. They got a virtue or two. What Jesus, then what does he do? He gives to the saints the sacraments and the sacramentals. He gives the saints the ontological change at baptism, the ontological change at ordination. Does that mean he loves the saints greater than he loves the great men and women of the Old Testament? I would say yes. Why? He's saving the best for last. And what's happening with us is he's transmuting us into images and likenesses of God. Through holy baptism, we are in the image of God. Through the book of heaven, we enter into the likeness of God. That's what God is waiting for. So what he's going to give to us, he didn't give to the saints. Are the saints thought less of? No, it wasn't time for them to receive this. He says the saints will circle the sun of the divine will, S-U-N of the divine will, like a halo. And the little children of the holy divine will enter into the sun, participate in God. That's what God's got planned. We are to participate in God, to be in God's image and likeness, to do what God does. That's what God's waiting for. So, and he says, even though the maternity says pain, she shall yet feel the divine joy and all the divine in seeing her children of my most holy divine will come out from within that pain. So as a mother gives birth with a pain, it says scripture, she forgets the pain and no, because of joy, a soul has been born, a human has become to life. A son or daughter of God is in existence. And he says, same thing with Louisa. Louisa was in bed for 64 years, not eating, drinking, or sleeping. The sorrow, the suffering that she went through. Jesus says, Louisa now feels divine joy, all divine, seeing the children of my most holy divine will come from within the pain, the suffering, the writing of for 64 years. This book of heaven that we have is filled with the sufferings of Louisa. I mean, when you read, she's always saying her privations were killing her. The privations of Jesus were killing her. She had no life without Jesus. We begin to get a glimpse of how much suffering Louisa went through. Therefore, always repeat your acts. Okay, so it goes back right to the beginning. Invoke the divine will in everything that you think, say, and do. Always repeat your acts. Do not draw back. Don't forget to do your prevenient act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the day. Drawing back is of the cowardly, of the indolent, of the inconstant, not of the strong, and even less so, not of the children of my most holy divine will. Okay, now why did God separate the sheep and the goat? The sheep and the goats were separated because when a cold night came, the goats had to go to the caves or they would freeze to death. They had no wool. The sheep were stronger. God looks for the stronger. This is why during Lent, prayer, fasting, penance, conversion is so necessary. That gives you a strength. It gives you a spiritual strength to be able to endure the difficulties of this life. Yeah, especially in the divine done in the divine will, when you're reading the hours of the Passion, what it does is it gives you a divine strength to be able to, as it says here, always repeating our acts, not forgetting our acts, not drawing back, not being a coward or indolent or inconstant. We are becoming stronger. It's like weightlifting. When you weightlift, the more that you do this, the stronger you become. The tearing of the muscles, this is weightlifting, the tearing of the muscles and then the healing of the muscles makes the muscles larger and stronger. Jesus says, I don't want you to be a coward. He wants us to be heroic. He says, this is what my children of my divine will are. They're heroes. Why is God calling us to be a hero? It's to save mankind. To bring, as he says right up here, to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. To form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It must descend upon earth. How? By us doing our acts and our rounds in the divine will. That's what God is waiting for. That's what God is looking for. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. Nothing less than that. So our God is asking us to read, to study, and to put this into practice. And so, again, it's very, very important that we do this. Volume 32, 2:16, 1932. This shall be the power before the throne of God. This shall be the magnetic force before the throne of God. This shall be the irresistible magnet before the throne of God. And what are they? All the acts that are crying out that they want the divine will reigning in the midst of creatures. What does that mean? Every thought, every word, every deed. This is the divine power before the throne of God. Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, come beat in my heart beating. Come, divine will, come eat in my eating. Come, divine will, come dance in my dancing. This is the divine power before the throne of God, bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, in the midst of your family, in the midst of our nation, in the midst of the world, in the midst of all human generations, past, present, and future. But who is crying out, Jesus says? Who is crying out? He says, I, Jesus, and that's always Jesus and Mary, and the little daughter, my divine will, Louisa Picaretta. It's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. That they're the only ones that are crying out. And God is saying to us, I want you to participate what Jesus, Mary, and Louisa are doing. Again, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa is the reflection of the Trinity on earth. So in volume 17, May 4th, 1925, this is the pivotal point of understanding the divine will. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925, when you read what Jesus says, the Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth. You have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa on earth. Under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and all the little children linked to Louisa. So when you talk to the charismatics and say, if you want this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they say, well, we already have all the gifts. No, you don't have all the gifts. You have the reflection of the gifts. You have the manifestation of the gifts. The gift of the Holy Spirit, if you want to say, is Louisa. And if you read the 36 volumes, you will understand what Jesus is calling you to do. And it is very, very powerful. So powerful that this book of heaven is going to transform the face of the earth. So, who's crying out? Who's calling the divine will to reign in the midst of creatures? Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And now Jesus is saying to us, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. So he says, then as though captured, it shall descend to reign. Because of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, it's going to be captured. It's going to be brought to earth. The kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven because of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And what Jesus is asking of us is he's asking us to work with Louisa. He's going to give to us what he gave to Louisa, as much or as little as we want. Then he says, here is why you're making your rounds again and again in creation. Why? Because it's Jesus' own acts. And it's in the acts of the Blessed Mother, the Celestial Mama. When you do your rounds, it's not, I hear people say, I'm doing my rounds. Well, no. You want to do your rounds as I want to look at the heavens. Let's just do your rounds of the blue and the sky. I want to look at the heavens, and I want Jesus to be looking in my looking. I want to praise God the way Jesus praised the Father by looking at the blue, just the blue in the heavens, the blue sky. That's a divine act because Jesus is doing it. It's to look at the heavens as the way our Blessed Mother looked at the heavens. How? As Theotokos, as the Mother of God. And therefore, it's what Jesus and Mary have done is divine. It's not human. So when you say, I'm going to look at the sky and praise God, well, that's foolish. That's not an act done in the divine will. That's not a round done in the divine will. We cannot do divine acts. Only Jesus and the Blessed Mother, the Son of God and the Mother of God can do this. And that's why it says very clearly, then here, doing your rounds again and again in creation, in my own acts, in those of my celestial mother, to commit our very divine acts for a kingdom that's so holy. We're repeating, we're letting God repeat by gazing in our gazing, listening in our listening, what Jesus and Mary have done. That's a good song there. So here's your rounds. This is why you're doing it. To commit our very divine acts to bring this kingdom of God that's so holy. Only it's Jesus and Mary that have done this. Again, now through Louisa, in those of the creatures, in order to copy what Jesus and Mary have done, and place what they may lack. And so here, God is looking at us, pleading with us to allow Jesus to reign on earth. So again, this is the sacrifice that we're going through. We're saying to Jesus and Mary, I want you to breathe in my breathing, to beat in my heart beating. I want to do your very own acts on earth to bring this kingdom that's so holy, to copy them, to place them in one what they might lack. And all of them must have one single voice. Okay? It's to allow Jesus and Mary. It's got to be their voice in us. Whether directly or indirectly, by means of the one, Louisa Picaretta, who wants to make the sacrifice of becoming a supplier and repairer in order to obtain that the divine will may come to reign in the midst of the human generations. So what God is looking, God is waiting for us to do this. So this voice, this sound of this communicative virtue has to be done through Louisa. She's the only human that has done this. She's given up everything that is human so that the divine can reign in her. She's made that sacrifice of becoming the supplier and the repairer. So when you look at volume 26, Jesus says, you are the third Eve. You are the repairer. You are the bringing Eve the repairer, Eve the restorer, that's bringing the kingdom of God on earth that is in heaven. Now what Jesus is saying to us is the same thing. I want you to be linked to Louisa so that you also can be the supplier and the repairer. Wow. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, listen in my listening. Jesus, walk in my walking. I want you, Lord, to be the king of my life in every aspect of my life in order that the divine will may come to reign in the midst of my family, midst of the nation, midst of all the people. This is what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting for us to accomplish this. He's waiting for us to begin this new and abundant life to transmute the face of the earth. This is what God wants. So why are we alive? We're alive to read the divine will, to study the divine will, to put the divine will into practice. Why? The true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary was given to this newborn Louisa, the firstborn of the divine will, and now we are called to be the first people of the divine will to what? To bring the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven with Louisa, with Jesus, with Mary. It's going to be accomplished, and all that God is asking of us is to let it be done as He has wished. That's all He's looking for. Would you be willing to allow this to happen? Would you be willing to let the kingdom be established? And our response is fiat. Our response is yes. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.